Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
We're seeing an unprecedented level of censorship, not only against medical information, but in general, but with regards to the medical information being censored by both private and, in some cases, state governments. It really involves life and death situations. We want to talk about COVID-19, and have we done too much with regards to the restrictions? Is the so-called cure worse than the underlying condition? Our special guest is Dr. Simone Gold. She is the founder of America's Frontline Doctors. She is a board-certified emergency medicine physician and also a lawyer with an education in law from Stanford University in addition to her medical practice. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Welcome, Dr. Gold, to Faith and Freedom.
I'm so happy to be back.
Well, thank you. It's been fascinating talking to you about all of these situations involving hydroxychloroquine. There's lots of studies coming out now about the effectiveness of it. You also, America's Frontline Doctors, by the way, have a map, which is very well done, that you just released, of the United States, and it's color-coded with regards to which states have more censorship or difficulty getting hydroxychloroquine. And that's something that is available on your website, correct?
Correct.
And how do they get to your website?
So please go to AFLDS, which is the acronym for AmericasFrontlineDoctors.com. The map you're referring to, we just got up about a day ago. And if you give us another 2 days or so, we're also going to link that to telemedicine options so you could speak with a physician who is hydroxychloroquine knowledgeable and determine if it makes sense for you. I believe this isn't being done anywhere. So we've decided to push the demand from the consumer to try to change things, to try to move government.
Would that mean then, say somebody lives in a state where hydroxychloroquine is censored by the agency, which is unprecedented in your history and in the medical history of other colleagues you know, for this to happen. But does that mean if somebody lives in one of those states and their doctor says, I can't give it to you because I'll lose my license or whatever threat that they have, that they might be able to do telemedicine of a person in another state who is familiar with hydroxychloroquine, can take your information telephone, you know, remotely, and then prescribe it?
The answer is, it's a little slightly different than you're saying, but yes, you will have access wherever you live to a physician in your state who's hydroxychloroquine knowledgeable, and you will do a telemedicine visit and determine if it makes sense for you.
In your expert medical opinion, have people died? Let's just take the United States of America. Have people died in the United States of America because they have not been able to have access, for whatever reason, to hydroxychloroquine?
That is a sad but incredibly easy question to answer. A vast number of human beings have died because of this policy. Vast. It's estimated to be 100,000 people in America would be alive today if we had a normal hydroxychloroquine policy. This number is based on all the epidemiology and all the studies that have been done on hydroxychloroquine in early use. Dr. Harvey Risch, MD, PhD, from Yale School of Public Health, a professor of epidemiology, went back and looked at the numbers and put it together. The estimate is 100,000 Americans would still be alive today. This is a very strong pro-life issue. I really hope that Christian leaders and Christian believers will stand up and demand access to a drug that's safe for 65 years, FDA approved, and the lack of access to this drug is literally killing people.
You know, that is so sad, and it makes you angry that people have died. Loved ones have died. Families have died. Parents have died needlessly because this drug has been withheld from them. And, you know, for some people like Bill Gates, that's collateral damage because he wants to reduce the human population globally by 10 to 15%, and he wants to push a vaccine. So this is just collateral damage to him and others that don't have a sanctity of human life ethic. But for those of you who do, who are listening, and I know you do, a pro-life ethic, you know, we're standing for the innocent child in the womb. This is a life ethic. And this is something that ought to motivate you to want to get involved and also anger you to the point where you need to reach out and do something about it, because we can't allow this to continue to happen on our watch. It's needless deaths. $10 for the entire treatment of hydroxychloroquine. $10. That's all it costs. And it can save lives. And as you mentioned, I mean, this person that you mentioned, Dr. Risch, he's a well-known expert, very skilled, and came out with that particular research. So with that, let me lead into this. And maybe this is just a no-brainer in light of what you just said. Have the restrictions, has the so-called cure, i.e. the restrictions, the lockdowns, et cetera, become worse than the underlying COVID-19?
You know, I started on this journey, I think it was April or so, that I wrote a letter to the president. 700 physicians joined me, which is an incredible feat, let me tell you. It ended up being 1,200 total, but at the time I sent it, it was 700. Calling the lockdown a mass casualty incident, it's exponentially more people had died because of the lockdown than the virus. And people, when they first hear that, don't believe it. They think I'm exaggerating. It's not even close to exaggerating. 150,000 cancer screenings per month gone missing. Stroke and stroke-like symptoms down 50% over the previous year. Chest pain and heart attack symptoms down 50% over the previous years. The calls to the suicide hotlines numbers are going up. The rate of alcoholism and alcohol sales has gone up. Child abuse that's missed. The disease that worsened, you know, diabetic foot ulcers that weren't getting seen. So we ended up putting on a website called The Doctor a Day, all the stories by different doctors who attested to all the situations they saw that got so much worse due to the lockdown. What we're doing is so much worse than the virus.
You know, what do you think the reason for all this is?
I you can hear it in my voice. I'm so mainstream, right? And I'm a doctor, and I'm a lawyer, and I'm so passionate about this. You have to ask yourself why me and so many other doctors are so committed to this. What we're seeing is a crime against humanity. There's a lot of reasons I could speculate, but let's just fix it. And I need, honestly, we need Christian leaders to stand up, engage in civil disobedience, write to the state medical board and the governors who are doing this. You know, on the map that we posted on our website, if you click on each state, you can see how restrictive the governors have been. You can see the laws for yourself, the language that they use. We're going to punish doctors. We're going to threaten their license. What is this? What is this? Tell them that they can't do this. And it has to come, honestly, I believe it has to come from Christian leaders. I don't think anybody else cares about human life.
One of our writers, Amber, who writes every day on this or related issues, also was raised in South Dakota. South Dakota is one of the states that didn't do any restrictions. But amazingly, she was doing her own research about hydroxychloroquine, and she got the runaround from even people in the governor's office that were saying, oh, it's restricted, and so forth and so on. And she continued to press it, and find out, no, it was restricted, but they removed it in June. But people were still giving that information. It wasn't coming directly from the government. It was coming from the government of South Dakota. Staffers who were giving misinformation to people about it. Doctors who were getting misinformation told to them. So, you know, she wasn't going to stop until her state of birth ultimately, you know, made sure that people could get hydroxychloroquine. And I'm so thankful for you standing here on the front line and providing this information. I want to ask our listeners to pray for you and for all of your colleagues, because you are giving life-saving information, but also raising awareness of a bigger issue. COVID-19 is what we're facing now. But the broader issue is this control, this censorship, this attempt to literally have a tyrannous, coercive state in which we live that is willing to sacrifice human life for its own particular agenda, whatever that agenda may be. Thank you, Dr. Gold, for what you're doing. Do you have any final words on this particular program? We'll follow up with another program tomorrow about what people can do.
No, I just want to thank you for raising awareness. It's tragic for me as a physician not to be able to prescribe a medicine that's safe and life-saving. It's just terrible.
Well, you can make a difference, all of you who are listening. Obviously, you can pray. That's minimal. That's certainly the baseline, and you need to continue to pray for our country. We are living in unprecedented times, and we also have an opportunity to stop the censorship. Literally, unprecedented opportunities to stop the censorship on the social media platforms. It is going to get worse if you don't speak up. And also stop the people who are needlessly dying, to make sure that they have access to adequate information and medications like hydroxychloroquine that have been on the market for over 65 years. Go to lcaction.org, make your voice known, sign the petition, lcaction.org, click on the Take Action and the Resources tab, lcaction.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776.